For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I'm deep time, lot of slime. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 346 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Mal Davis.
Yes,
we are doing the Lord's work today, and we're going to church, and the church is the NFL draft. But we're talking about number 10, strictly number 10. The conversation is all about number 10. So if you guys in the chat want to be a part of the show and have things you want to talk about and theories you want to talk about at number 10, we're all ears, because if you read the timeline, you'll see numerous takes, numerous ideas on who could be at number 10. The consensus media will have, I don't know, maybe a running back at 10. I don't know his name, maybe Bijan Robinson. But overall, we're going to try and do the work and actually think it out, the process, right in front of you guys. Shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn, working very hard. Shout out to Prime. He's doing his weekly bowling. And then shout out to Alice Thomas, who is couldn't make it tonight. But we're gonna work this thing out. How are you feeling today, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, bro. You know, I'm the conductor of the Nolan Smith hype train. So you already know who we're talking about at 10. I already see Todd talking about Nolan Smith in the chat. But no, I'm good, man. I was outside today with MJ. We went to go surprise his mom at work. So it's just good. It's been a good day, bro. A lot of positivity.
Right. Shout out to the people in the chat already. Shout out to Tim Kathy, Todd. Shout out to Kiki as well. Anyone who wants to talk the draft, number 10, we're here for it.
That's it.
We're going to do another podcast on number 30.
Yes,
so if you have some theories and ideas, we'll get to it.
We're doing a mock. What's happening, man? We 10 and mock 10.
We could do a mock at the end if you want.
I'm always mocking.
You know, to close it out. But you know, the whole idea is when you think top 10, right? This is where all the QB needy teams in the league want to get their QB. I mean, they're always looking top 10. So this is actually a good thing for us, as we don't need a QB. We're looking for that value to drop. You talk about, you know, Bryce up there, CJ up there. AR could go.
I firmly believe it has the capacity to be a starting caliber NFL quarterback, man. So it's four legit prospects potentially right in that top 10.
Yeah, so I mean that's great for us, that the fact that these quarterbacks are going to go, so prospects are going to go. I mean, the QB prospects are going to go early, but you know, Will Anderson, like I don't even need to talk about him, because there's no chance that the Eagles get him.
I'm okay with that.
You say never. I mean, I can't say never, ever, but I'm just saying he's just not in. He's not going to be in the range. Can you agree on that?
Yeah. I
mean, as we move down the board, another guy that's been, I mean, everyone has been talking about this guy for years. I remember last year, Jeremiah talking about all the talent on the Georgia defense, mm-hmm. and the fact that, you know, they're so talented, but not even the talented guy on that Georgia defense is getting drafted. And that man is
Jalen
Carter. I'll let you start off with Jalen Carter. I mean, what are your feelings about Jalen Carter?
Man, so I remember breaking down tape last year watching Jordan Davis, and I kept seeing number 88, and I'm like, yo, I really wasn't on it as well as I should have been, but I'm like, ADA is a baller, whoever this is. And so I'm doing a deeper tape study in every game he was jumping out last year. And so, like you said, their best defensive player didn't declare anyway. But Jalen Carter is a monster. He's somebody, I mean, if you saw his senior day, it kind of left you wondering what was exactly happening. You know, I don't really buy too much into the individual, like, isolated drills, but it did so show some tightness in his hips, right? A little bit of a tightness with his bend. But man, yo, Jalen Carter, tough, bro, tough. You put him back with Jordan Davis, who he already has familiarity with, right? I think that it allows you to fortify the middle of your defense for a long time. But what do you think of Jalen Carter?
I mean, I think you said it and forget it. I think he actually fits exactly what the Eagles are looking for and would love. I think he's already got some dogs, no pun intended, on this defense that very familiar with Dean and Davis. Yep. I just think if you have the luck of the draw to actually be able to draft him, yep. I mean, this is a candidate. If we're going to start early, this is a potential move up candidate for me.
Well, and coming into the draft, you know, I don't even think folks thought he would even be in the discussion at 10, right? That, like, he was, yo, almost number one. You know what I mean? Like, Jalen Carter was earmarked to go number one, number two, somewhere in the draft. And then as the process played out and QB needy teams raised up, Carolina jumped to number one, right? Like, things sort of shift around. And so, you know, also know, just having watched so many drafts, goofy things happen on draft day. And so, you know, maybe teams deprioritize the defensive tackle, right? Maturity, right? With the drag racing and the unfortunate accident that happened at Georgia. Like, there are things that are going on with him off the field. Plus, like I said, the senior day, maybe teams take it into consideration and prioritize somebody else above him. But as far as, like, the player on the field, and like you said, the fit within the defense and the familiarity with players already on the team, I wouldn't bet against them, set and forget. So, yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unfortunate, you know, some of the things that have went on off the field. Obviously, you know, I think the concerns, he had another couple stops, all considered for speeding.
Yeah.
But if you hear Nolan Smith talk about his teammate, and I felt like the way that Nolan Smith spoke about Jalen kind of like shed some light on what he meant to him. But again, you know, at the end of the day, some of these guys are young dudes, and does he have to get it out of the system? Do the Eagles believe that he can get there? And I think you're putting him with his teammates here, I think it would be a perfect situation. Now,
definitely a disruptive pass rusher, man. And, you know, I think about Milton Williams as sort of like the lost guy in this day, enigma, but I still have a lot of faith just reviewing some of his film from this past season in the reps that he got. I mean, he shows some progression. And so you put Jalen Carter with Jordan Davis, with Cox this year, with Milton, like, that's a heck of an interior rotation. So, you know, I see somebody saying, Ty said Nolan over Carter. I love Nolan Smith. I think he'll probably be there at 10. So, you know, talking about moving up, moving down, but Jalen Carter, man, heck of a football player, no matter what.
Now, so Pete says, if Jalen Carter falls to 7, should the Birds jump to get him? Now, if you guys just read on socials, Raiders, there's rumors out there that Jalen Carter is off their board at number 7. Interesting,
season though, bro. You can't buy into this stuff.
It's just, you know, interesting to see that that's being
people be spreading rumors and
tweet it out there.
Yeah, they do this on purpose to drop people or to make people think they're not taking them. I don't fall for the okie doke, man. Again, too many years we've been watching this happen to fall for the okie doke, bro.
The fact is, players do lose money off these type of situations.
Without a question.
It's tough.
Without a question. Now, they've been coming for Jalen Carter's character, right? Like, who was it that first reported that he was a locker room
McShay.
Chaser? Yeah, McShay.
Todd McShay.
You know what I mean? It's McShay. This has been happening for a little bit now. Like, there's been this sort of assault on his character off the field. We'll see how it happens. We'll see what happens. It only takes one team within the top 9 picks to take him and believe that he's the player for him not to fall to us. So
Now, Pete says, we have a strong enough locker room to handle the maturity issue if they do come up, but it'll be straight with the Eagles locker room. Again, man, yeah. I think he should be all right with the locker room.
He knows people in there, bro, you know.
Let's see. Kiki says Raiders don't want to take a chance, right? Raiders probably want to get their QB to develop potentially. Yeah.
But and that's a great spot to take them, you know, take whoever's falling at that point.
Now, in terms of move up candidates, is there only one guy on the board for you as a move up candidate?
I mean, you know how I feel about Tyree Wilson.
I was trying to set you up, bro.
You know how I feel about Tyree, man. So Jalen isn't the only person. I really like Tyree Wilson. His length is something that you can't teach. You mentioned the loafing on defense, right? Or like taking plays off. And that's something that, you know, you have to talk with him about as a staff. You know, again, when people are talking about how strong the locker room and the locker room presence is, especially on that defensive line and those edge rushers, he would come in behind some dudes that are dogs. But, like, I would love Tyree Wilson to be learning from somebody like Brandon Graham, right? Like, Brandon Graham, to me, is somebody that can instill in him the handwork necessary for this dude to be an absolute just monster. You know, Bob, you make a good point. Some of it for me is the price, right? Like, what does it cost to move up? How far are we moving up? My preference is to stay at 10 and let somebody come to the Eagles and, like, they finagle something great and move back a little bit. But if we were to move up a pick or two, Tyree would be probably the other person I would put in that mix.
Now, Tyree Wilson is he's a guy that, you know, again, I thought, you know, everything he offers is table length.
He's strong,
he's got some mean. He's got some a mean streak in him.
Yes, he does.
You know, I think it's like it's a turn on, turn off thing. You know, like he's the type of dude that he's just more athletically gifted than most. So sometimes I feel like he could turn it on and turn it off when he wants to. Defeat some double teams on the edge as well. So
but you're talking about a dude that when he turns it on, right? Like when it is running. Man, it like there are very few people, especially in one-on-one situations, that can stop him consistently. And then you put him in a defense. I think that's why we're so excited potentially for Nolan Smith to come in here, right? That it's like a puzzle piece that you add to an already stout front seven that's able to get one-on-ones, able to get free. So I think Tyree Wilson would make a great addition to this defense.
Now, Bob mentioned that. Shout out to Bob from Down Under.
Yeah.
But at what cost are you willing to, you know, trade up for Tyree? For me, I like, you know, I would like to him, for him to fall on our lap.
Yes, same.
So he's for me. You stay at 10 and feel comfortable drafting Tyree Wilson,
10, bro.
Okay. Yeah, so we got to move.
I'm saying stay at 10.
Okay, so we got to move up for Jalen, and then stay at 10. Stay at 10 for Tyree.
I think you have to move up for Jalen. There's a chance you could stay at 10 and still get Tyree. It's an outside chance. Ryan, huge. And, like, his movement skills at that size are incredible. And so you could even forecast him as somebody that could kick inside three technique. What they talk about with Luke Van Ness, like, you see him already doing and dominating guards in college football. So I'm excited about what he could be as, like, a defensive just hybrid that could play a bunch of different spots along your front seven. And wherever he is, he's disruptive. But I don't know that I'm giving up draft picks. I'll maybe give up a player if it made sense, but future draft picks, I'm not sure.
So we got Jalen Carter as a move up, Tyree Wilson as a stay.
Yeah, I'm staying, bro. I'm staying.
Moving right along. I think
facilitating, bro.
Yeah, I try. Now, a guy that I'm trying to pick which guy I go first here. Let's go with.
Might as well just load up F boy now. Just get him out the way.
Skoronski here? Now Peter Skoronski out of Northwestern.
I hate you, girl.
You know, he's a guy that a lot of the draftniks out there, the O-line draftniks love out there. Some might say that he's a guy that they don't believe at the next level. He's better suited as a tackle, more as a guard. The football IQ, you know, he comes from a family of linemen. His grandfather was a lineman back in the day for the, I believe, for the Packers, I believe. But, you know, comes, he got the NFL bloodlines. But he's a guy that kind of filled in for Rashawn Slater. He became that guy for Northwestern.
Yep.
Now, for you, Mal, I know
you have a
certain view of Skowronski. You're
I'm out at 10. Definitely a move down.
He's a move down. Target for you? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, to like 18 and later. I don't even know if at 15, because I still feel like there are people at 15 I would prefer over him that would probably make more of an impact. I'm just not as high on Skowronski as a lot of other people are, but I'm more than willing to concede that folks have a vision for him that could fit what this team does. I just wasn't impressed with the time that I saw him. I'm going to go back and like rewatch some of his tape again, just, you know, digging deeper, because I feel like you can't just watch it once. You got to get a couple cuts at it. But I just wasn't impressed. So at 10, that's definitely a trade down.
All right, yeah. I mean, for me, that I'd feel more comfortable if we move down a little bit, see if we can get other
people. Where, though? So where would you be comfortable? I'm saying like 18 to 20 range.
Like, I'm saying like 15, around that range. If I'm going to pick up extra pieces. And my other thing is, we talked about this before the show, if Stoutland feels a certain way, like obviously we said that Stoutland ran the combine drills. He's got his eye on someone. He already knows and probably sees some things that he already likes. If he feels good with Skowronski, then I back off and say, you know what I'm saying? Just like Cam Jurgens, if you felt good with Cam Jurgens in the second round, and Kelsey cosign.
Like, you're not going to get any argument from me, but you know I like Osiris, right? And, like, you know, I feel like he's a better fit. He get physical. Like, it's about physicality for me, right? Like, it's not just finesse. Yeah, you got to be well-disciplined with your technique, your hand placement, and your footwork. But you also have to have in your heart and your mind, you're going to dominate that man in front of you 50, 60 snaps a game. I just didn't see that out of Skowronski. I saw that out of Osiris, though. I saw him getting busy in the SEC, getting right. So, you know, I don't know that he's worth the pick there.
Now, I don't think that Osiris makes it to 30.
Nah, Osiris is going to go higher than a lot of people think. So
when you're like, I can wait later to get Osiris, people who thought they could wait. I don't think you can wait. You might have to move up to get him. But again, if somehow they get Osiris later, that would be interesting for me. And then we also talked about Steven Vila from TCU. Another guy, if you guys haven't checked out Steven Vila, TCU guard, held his own on a couple reps versus the all-world Jalen Carter. So
he did.
Okay.
And led the way for, you know, a really successful TCU rushing offense, right? That, like, he was arguably the most physical guy. So, you know, big boy, what's he like, 6'3", 330? Big man. And so I like that. I like guys that are willing to commit. But, yeah, Gail, answer the question, man. She want to know what's up. Why are you so nice to the people, bro?
Hey, man, it's all about the people, man. Always take, you know, this great people. Eagle fans out there. Anyone who's working at the link is a friend of mine. And shout out to you, Kathy, who's always putting smiles on people's faces at the link. You might be able to see her down there. On game day, but
Kathy.
Now Tim Perkins brings up a comment where I thought Paris Johnson. I think he's in the conversation now. Like,
movement skills, man.
Right, very athletic. Now, if you're trying to project the next guy to come in here and play tackle, if they feel him as a potential tackle, more so than a Skowronski at tackle and your future guard, if they're thinking Paris as a guard right now, but then actually a tackle, then Paris Johnson would be someone that could be interested.
Yeah. And they're like, with this offensive line group, I think that there's enough players in it where you have some of that positional flexibility, right? And you made an excellent point that Stoutland was at the combine. So he already had an opportunity to see these men in action, right? Like, he had an opportunity to see the movement skills. And so you know, you defer to him the same way that I do. Like, if he's eyeballing somebody, he's saying it's Gronk. If he's saying it's Cyrus, if he's saying it's some dude in the sixth round, let's get it done. You know, if he's going to teach him the technique and get the foot right, the footwork right, and the hand placement correct, and like he's ready to move some people, man, let's do it, bro. But yeah, I think the same thing here. Like, Cam Jurgens, if he's ready to kick over the guard, like, let's get busy. I just want somebody physical and nasty demeanor, man. Step in that guard spot, nasty demeanor. Get with the rest of these five people, and let's move some people out the way and go in the Super Bowl, bro.
Now, Scott mentions, he says, we have Cam Jurgens. Don't need to waste the first-round pick for redshirt backup again. And my thing is, do they believe, you know, Cam is actual, you know, they have him listed as a center and guard. You know, is Driscoll in the equation? Is, you know, Sua Peta in the question?
He gave some good reps.
You know, this is what we, again, have to talk about. But, you know, again, they don't feel, because Cam is what? He's about 300.
He was like 303, 302.
Or right around there. These other guys are about, I think, Skoronski is around 313, yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see. Yeah, Skoronski is at about 313. I think Paris is around the same. But I think, again, Skoronski moved down.
Yeah.
But there's a potential. There's a potential, like, if somebody wants to move up for Skoronski.
Mm-hmm. You could trade out. Yeah, they both 313, Paris and Skoronski.
You know, like, if I'm going to move down and someone wants Paris, now Paris as well, if those are two of the top offensive linemen on the board, that's a potential at 10 for us to move down if somebody is willing to come and get their tackle.
But my man, so, Osiris, 6'5", 330, you heard?
That and Osiris is the same size as
just a big man. You heard?
A lot of Brandon Brooks.
That's a big guy.
That's, yeah. Okay. Darren says, I don't want a depth pick at 10. I want immediate impact player who's going to be on the field from day one.
Or, I mean, now, I'm always a best player available person. Like, picking for need gets you in trouble a lot of times. But I agree. Like, it should be a person at 10 that could come out and contribute right away. This draft is an interesting draft because it's not as top heavy as others have been. So you got to get creative about who you take in that 10 that could come in and start right away, right? Like, we're already talking about trade downs for most of these folks. So there aren't a ton of people that be at 10 that might be appealing and that can also start at day one.
Now, piggybacking off this comment, we're just going to go right into it. He said impact, immediate impact on day one.
JSN.
Well, no, let's see. It didn't come up right away. Talking number 10, Bijan. I mean, we have to have the conversation. We have to have the conversation. So Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson, 5'11", 215 pounds.
Yeah.
Out of Texas. Right now, if you look at the mock drafts, the consensus pick for a lot of people that aren't really dialed into the Eagles like that have Bijan Robinson at number 10 to the Eagles. Now, I haven't seen it mocked as much recently. I mean, I'm starting to see the national media starting to branch off into Nolan Smith territory. I've seen a couple other ones today.
Hey, we've been talking about it, man.
You know, I'm just saying, Pete says, no, Bijan. We have to talk about it. We have to talk about it.
Because, like we said, trade down, trade up, stay at 10. That's still part of the equation.
Yeah,
he's one of the 10 best players in the draft, so you got to talk about it.
Mm. Now, shout out to East Coast Gridiron. Yes, I met those dudes down at the Senior Bowl grinding. That's what they do. But make sure you check out their YouTube channel.
Yes, what up, buddy?
Now, Darren G is saying if he's there, hell yes, take Bijan. So Darren G would.
That's what's up, Darren.
He would be in the Bijan stand territory.
That's what's up, Darren. You, Hollywood Hearn. It's a good amount of people in this space, bro.
My thing is, I'm team move back
yeah.
and draft running back late always because the value you're getting – later at running back versus the value of, say, defensive linemen.
Like Adrian Peterson level of domination that he's coming in and just like an athletic, just an anomaly, just outside the realm of like what we think is possible at running back. Sure. Bijan ain't that, man. He's a steady grinder. Like Bijan is a really good running back, but at 10, yeah. though.
Yes, and then East Coast Gridiron says the talk is blasphemous. Again, you know, Jake chimes in and says there's a 4.9% chance we draft Bijan. Yeah. Now, with this being said, right, for you, again, we're talking 10 here.
Yep.
Is Bijan a stay at 10 or move back at 10?
I'm moving back, baby. I'm definitely moonwalking backwards, brother. There's no way I stay at 10.
Exactly, and that's where we are. This is what. So this is a process of elimination where we're
going, figuring it out.
If you stay to the end of the show, you will probably figure out in your head where you might want to go. You might want to go.
I'm going.
So
you know, Tolan, no issues. It makes he is one of the 10 best players in this draft for sure, no question. But I don't think taking him at 10 is wise. I'm not even people are saying take him before Dallas. This is not that game. Yes, like I'm all about Team Gibbs. I'm all about Charbonnet, right? That like Kendre Miller, that there's a lot of value at running back. We went through all of these really good running backs, right? Yeah. So folks that didn't listen, go back like three episodes, man. We ran through them. There's a lot of talent in here. Bijan at 10. I don't think so. Yeah, 15, 16, I will be 20. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Tim Perkins chimes in. He says, trade back, get Bijan number 15 or 16. Now, we could move the conversation and sway it. Now, Aaron, one day at a time, says, we need a young corner back so bad. Now, if you go back, let's say, 2002, last time the Eagles – drafted a cornerback in the first round was by the name of Lito Shepherd. And the other guy, Sheldon Brown.
Yeah.
And who are they sitting behind?
Great tandem right there.
Yeah, all pros.
Yeah, right.
Was it Troy Vincent?
Yeah, Bobby Taylor, wasn't it?
And Bobby Taylor?
Yeah. You're talking greats, son.
So
like greats.
So if you think about that scenario, right? Shout out to you, Aaron, for leading us into our next prospect. We got two of them.
Yeah, I'm turning the corner a little bit on one of the two. You know,
okay,
we're a little less spicy.
We'll I'll let you lead with this one.
You already know,
yeah, Devin. Man. Devin Witherspoon. What do you feel about Devin Witherspoon?
That's my guy, man. Spoon's my guy. I really like Devin Witherspoon because when you look at his developmental trajectory, he's somebody that got better every single year. And then in his final year before declaring for the draft, he had his best year in college. You saw the components of it last year, but he really put it all together this year. He's disruptive at all levels of the field. I think he was like in the top 10 in pass breakups, top 5 in pass breakups. You know, his completion percentage was relatively low. His NFL rating against was relatively low. So for me, Spoon. And I didn't even talk about the hitting and intimidation component. So he's somebody that I would be just over the moon to draft. I think he could slide into the slot position if they decided to kick Maddox back to free safety or get creative in the slot. And I think he would learn so much from somebody like Bradberry and also somebody like Slay that teach him the technique, get him to understand the game at a high all-pro, you know, Pro Bowl level. Man, that kid would be here for the next decade just demolishing people.
Now, Devin Witherspoon is one of the first guys that I just started when we That's this awesome. Is this, yeah. this is prior this is prior to even us even signing, you know, getting the extension for Slay and then bringing back Bradberry. Devin Witherspoon was the guy who I was like, oh, he's going to be at the Senior Bowl. Word, okay. Am I getting in the car driving for 16 hours? Word, okay. If I could see Devin, word. Now Devin Witherspoon. I just like his demeanor is when you see like again, you like when you're scouting some players, you could scout traits and stuff. But then, sometimes you can scout Philly. You can scout an Eagles player. You like
attitude. Yep.
I like that. I like a guy who can hit like
I take a guy's head off.
It's intimidation, bro.
Like a Reggie Bush in the take a dude's soul.
Right.
You know, take your spikes, talking about Brian Dawkins, took his soul. Devin Witherspoon, a guy I think he could fit right in as a young corner in this group. I think he would add juice. But then again,
teams for you.
But again, at 10, okay, this is where the we're trying to bring this conversation. Is he a, given the situation that we have, is this a take him at 10 or move back and take
Witherspoon? I'm trading back. If I'm gonna be honest, I'm trading back. And as much y'all know how I love Spoon, man. You know, I speak highly about Spoon, but you also do. I think that this is an opportunity for the Eagles to fortify themselves for the future on inexpensive contracts at positions of need later on in the draft. So, like, let's stockpile some picks, man. And you know, I think that Spoon is an excellent football player. To me, again, one of the top 10 players in this draft, but the cliff between him, Gonzo, Porter Jr., Banks towards the end of the first round, like, it's just not that steep. So, you know, I think that I trust the front office. If they think that he's that guy at 10, take him. But me personally, I would trade back and get some picks.
Tim calls Devin Witherspoon Mr. Payow. Yeah, go check out.
Not watch him on tape and see him hitting people and be like, yo, he's perfect for Philadelphia. Perfect for Philadelphia.
Now, Aaron chimes in. He says, do you think Porter will be on the board at 10? Yes.
Absolutely.
I think
Porter might be on the board at 15.
Yeah. I just think in terms of he's a guy that could get called for some grabs at the next level again.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's got an aggressive style. But if I'm thinking – you know, my one and two, you know, that's either going to Gonzalez and Witherspoon or different, depending on what flavor your defense wants. Yeah. You know, either or could be one or two. You know, so moving right along, we're going to call Devin Witherspoon. With given our situation, move back territory. Back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to talk.
Have we stayed packed for anybody yet? Mm. We got one. Yeah, we got a trade up for
Tyree.
Tyree will stay at 10.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Gotcha. I was about to say, I don't think we have any yet, but yes, we got one.
And now our next guy, we're going to stay in the same ilk here, stay in the same vibe here. Christian Gonzalez out of Oregon. Again, when you talk about, some people were talking, I'm not going to say Sertan vibes, but he's a smooth criminal for his size. The way that he runs, and the way that he you know, gets in and out of his breaks, and his length, and his wingspan, and his speed, and his, you know, his he's got sprinters in his family. He's he's got a nice athletic profile. He knocked it out of the box at the combine. Absolutely. Christian Gonzalez is, you know, he's a guy, again, if we didn't have our corner, I guess the way our cornerback situation is set up, it's going to be interesting where the Eagles see themselves. But I think he's a guy that people are talking top 10. He could not even be at 10, potentially. Do you agree?
Nah, I don't think he goes before. I think he could be at 10. I think that folks will either he or Spoon to me go in the top 10, right? Just because like teams will establish which of those two. But then it could be a certain JC Horn draft, right? Where they both go right before we're picking. And then, you know, somebody else gets pushed down the board. But you know, for Spoon, Gonzo, I'm sorry. I changed my tune a little bit. I was out on Gonzo because it's what you said, the athletic profile. And like, you have to be more than an athlete in the NFL. Like, how hungry is he to be a route tech, like a technician, and like get his footwork together? Like, he has issues with his game that are very clear on tape. And I feel like he's the type of profile that leans so much on his athleticism and less on the things that he really needs to do in the pros. But that athletic profile, the hands, like the hands, he's a natural hands catcher. So, you know, he's going to be good in the league, man, without a question.
I like his game. Again, I don't think he's not Surtain, but I think, you know, you talk about big guys that could move. Our guy last year, shout out to Jay, Jay mentions, I knew Tariq Woolen was going to be a Baker last year. Seattle got him. We had this conversation.
Yesterday we were talking about.
Yeah, me and Mal, like, yeah. Mally, we're like, and Mal, we're so high on Tariq Woolen.
Yes.
I mean, after the Senior Bowl, he actually stopped practicing at one point, and we were like, damn, it was like day two when I was like, he was killing it. And we're standing behind him just like, dude, this guy's like, I couldn't believe the size and the length and whatever. But then he gets drafted super late.
Yeah.
And his boy Kobe Bryant as well get drafted late. And who are their starting corners? Seattle, dog.
They got some good ones,
man. Seattle. So we have both. You move back on Gonzalez?
Yeah, move back on Gonzo, move back on Spoon.
Especially with our – now, would you feel differently if we did not have Bradbury play?
I'll be taking Spoon at 10 if we didn't have either or. And I'll still be a move back on Christian Gonzalez.
Okay. I mean, I think the chat is fairly agreeing here. Ryan says, I hate Gonzo's advanced stats, but the tape and the traits I love. Okay. Shout out to Ryan.
Yeah, yo, Ryan, a tape grinder, man. Gridiron tape grinders. Like, it's a lot of tape grinders in the chat. So respect to y'all boys, man.
Yeah.
But I'm good on Gonzo.
So if we're keeping tabs here, we have a move up for Jalen Carter. We have a stay pat for Tyree Wilson.
Yes.
For a second, I thought I butchered his name. We have a move back on both corners right now, given our situation with Witherspoon and Gonzalez. We would feel differently if we didn't lock up.
Of those two, who would you take if one of these cornerbacks hadn't come back?
I'd take either or who's on the board. I don't think both either of them one. Would be on the board. I think one of them is going to go. I think that Gonzalez might go a little bit earlier. But I love Witherspoon. So
and then we very traded back on Skronk, too. I don't think you mentioned Skronk.
Yeah, we traded back on Skoronski. Yep. Again, Skoronski is another option for other teams to trade up.
Yeah.
So we can move down. So that's a guy that could be – and, again, Paris Johnson's on the board as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited that I'm – you know, my brain has been crazy. I've been forgetting dudes' last names. I can get the first name, but then but I'm pretty good today. As Darren chimes in, the reason Spoon is worth not moving back from 10-4 is the talent. Yeah, but it's also that I see him very quickly becoming a locker room leader once Slay and Bradbury move on. He seems like he has the traits to become a defensive leader we need before long. This is true.
I mean, and even if he isn't necessarily a vocal leader, he's hitting people so hard that he makes them not want to play football any longer. So he's leading by example, right? And so, listen, I'll take that. And, you know, I've been back and forth with people about tackling with corners. I'm somebody that prioritizes tackling and, like, willingness to set the edge with defensive backs. Because if you don't, in a game where so much of the football happens after the catch, if people ain't willing to tackle, man, forget about it. So, you know, for me, Spoon, I love it. Somebody that's going to always bring the wood. Has some missed tackles in college too, clearly, because you can't always be perfect. But man, he made way more plays than he got, you know, torched for.
Now Daniel Martin Johnson chimes in. He says, "What is the likely team do y'all think we could trade back with from the 10th pick?" Yeah, in other words,
earlier, right?
How far back are you all willing to move back?
That's a great ass question, man.
And in terms of also trying to get more capital, so you know, you're trying to figure out like how far I got to move back to get the value that I'm looking for.
I think that's the question, right? Is like, who comes to you with the deal that makes the most sense? Because I'm not necessarily putting a cap on how far back I move if somebody gives you the right package or the right deal. So you know, I mean, I don't think I will move back to 29 unless somebody, a future first round pick or something, is involved. But yeah, no, I mean, I think it really is contingent on the deal.
You have to, if you knew your guy was going to be there, and you could move back. If, you know, Tampa Bay would be at 19, maybe.
That's what I was looking at.
You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, you probably, they're looking at a cornerback if they want to get their guy. Pittsburgh, you know, the Howie and Weidel are very good friends. Get on the phone if you want to get your cornerback at 10. How about we swap? You know, the Commanders could be looking at a cornerback as well. Pittsburgh, I don't really want to trade with them.
They're at 15. Somebody mentioned the Packers in the chat too.
Packers are 15. They probably go for a corner.
What the Ravens end up doing with Lamar Jackson, right? That, like, if it's a quarterback falling, the Ravens might be interested. So I think that it's 22 might be the furthest back. You know, that's kind of a far stretch, but depending on, again, what the package is, what people are willing to give up to move up.
And then you have New England. New England at number 14. One of Dan Brugler, a guy who's pretty dialed in, he had the Eagles trading back from one of his mock drafts. He had New England trading up to 10 for Skoronski. So that it's funny because that idea we just mentioned, he said that, you know, a lot of teams looking for tackles. That's a Patriot pick for them. We move back to 14. And Brugler, guess who Brugler had us picking?
Nolan.
He said Bijan Robinson. And
I can see that.
And this is what Dan Brugler from The Athletic said. He said, talking to league folks in Indianapolis, it was almost unanimous. No one sees the Eagles drafting a running back at number 10. He said, however, several mentioned the possibility of a trade back and how it would make the running back ID more than platable for Jim. For general manager Howard Roseman. He said last year Philadelphia used a number 13 pick on a nose tackle, a position many believe can be found outside of the first. The Eagles saw value because of Davis' unique talent. This could be a similar situation.
Is Bijan a unicorn that Davis is supposed to be?
I mean,
like, I think that Christian Gonzalez, to me, is more of like a unicorn, very unique, kind of almost an anomaly at his position because of his athletic traits. I don't think Bijan is that. But at 14, plus you get some picks, you know, from Green Bay. Hey, man, listen. Howie Roseman has won a Super Bowl, almost won a second one, and makes way more money than me. So if he thinks Bijan at 10, 14, 30, whatever is the pick, I'm gonna ride with it, bro. Mm.
So we're gonna recap this real quick again for you. We have our move back. We have our move up, Jalen Carter. Up.
Yes, sir.
We have our we have our move down in Peter Skoronski.
Yes.
We have our move down in Devin Weatherspoon, yes, from Illinois. We have our move down in Bijan Robinson.
Correct.
We have our move down in Christian Gonzalez, although we think he'll go higher. A player that I just threw him in the mix because I thought we should talk about him.
Move way down.
Miles Murphy, a guy that for a while was getting mocked. He's a guy that I am a way moved down on.
Get way down.
But again, because this is where I'm talking to the needs, but also matching the board, right? If you're talking about defensive line, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, out of here next year. We need to add another cog to the wheel. Mm-hmm. Defensively on the line, I think that's where the vibes are, but I am like secretly steering this conversation into a last but not least situation for the man of the hour. But you're out on Miles Murphy, right?
Way down, all the way down.
I had mentioned on the last. It reminds me of Ryan asked, Tyree Wilson move up. We have Wilson as a stay.
Yeah, stay at 10. Yep.
Stay at 10.
Yes, sir.
Stay at 10. Stay at 10. Trey says Carter at 30 in your wildest dreams.
Who said I mean, Carter at 30?
Nah, I guess this was just a joke.
Yeah, no, no way. That I mean, if he fell to 30, something is clearly up.
Ryan says it all depends on how many first round grades outside the QB Howie gives out in this class. It's likely to cap out at 20 guys for most. I'm at 15, including the QBs with one or two more as I finish. And again, some of these QBs that might not be, you know, QBs always get overdrafted.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, Darren says, Gail, are you playing Twister after the pod tonight with that background? You know, shout out.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To Nickelodeon, shout out to Paramount in the building for allowing me to use their studios to record on the road, because you know I'll be in New York City and then I'll be all over the place. What I gotta do, I gotta do what I gotta do. Do what I gotta do. It's not like we saved the best for last.
We saved the most interesting, though.
I'm not gonna say we saved the best for last.
The one we care about the most for last.
But this is I'm honest. This has been a conversation that I've had. I had a deep conversation with Ev a couple weeks ago about the next prospect. You wait for a drum roll. This guy Nolan Smith here.
Oh, let's do it. Hey,
Nolan Smith has been getting, I think he's been getting the love that he deserves at this
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely.
His traits, again, we're going back to the theory of Brandon Graham's out of here. Hassan Reddick's getting paid. Josh Sweat getting paid. You're gonna have to get cheaper at the position.
Absolutely.
Someday. This is just not like I'm trying to kick someone out the door, but adding a toolsy player that gives you when we say immediate impact at 10, right?
Yep.
A situational edge rusher gives you immediate impact. Might be on passing downs, but that's immediate impact when he's lighting you up and bending the edge.
And, you know, we were talking before about like those unique players. So you're talking about a guy that's 6'2", 238, right? Ran a 4.39 with a 1.52 10-yard split, which is bananas. A 41.5-inch vertical and a 10.8 broad jump, bro. like that package in itself is worth taking that 10, in my opinion. And then you turn on the tape and you watch a dude that gets busy. And like Nolan Smith was cooking this year and then got hurt, right? Like he only played 188 total snaps this season. He played almost 500 last year. And so I think part of what folks have as a knock on him is that he may not hold up for a full 17 games plus the playoffs. I think that he's somebody you really want to work into a rotation early on, allow him to like fortify himself in the weight room in the NFL full time. But a couple years down the road, I mean, the disruptive capabilities of Nolan Smith cannot be overstated. So at 10, I got yeah, man, shaved it all off. At 10, I'm with it, bro. I've been, yo, like I said, I'm the conductor, man. If Ev got Bijan, I got Nolan. I'm standing on it. Let's go.
Now, Pete says in the chat, he says, Nolan Smith, you do not move back. You pick him at 10 and be happy with it like a clam.
our resident food expert, you heard.
Now Ryan jumps in. Hot take maybe, but top 10 prospect in my opinion. Do not care what his frame looks like. May be the best run defending edge in the draft. And the fact that, like, that again, exactly. that's when I start digging into more tape of his.
Exactly.
And the fact that he wants all the smoke and a bag of chips,
with
the dip.
He's missed 8 tackles in his career, son.
Well, he'll take it with the dip, and then he'll bend around the edge. And then if you look at you try to run a little RPO on him,
anything.
He'll take both the running back and the quarterback, and then run your quarterback down.
Right. And then, like, you could use him as a spy. And so Sports King is saying a rotational player at the 10 spot. I mean, again, if y'all been tuned in, I think you'll quickly see that most of the players that will be available at 10 will be some sort of rotational player in this offense. Unless you're talking Bijan, who steps in as an RB1. Unless you're talking Jackson Smith and Jigba, who steps in as a clear wide receiver 2 or 3. Well, 3, really, for us. But outside of that, maybe Skronsky, if you take him at 10, slides in at right guard. But other than that, who else, right? Like, who else is going to come in here day one and be a starter? So you allow him to be a very situational pass rusher in the beginning, get his beak wet, like they were saying in the run game too, because he sets an excellent edge. But I'm all for it, my guy. Let's rock and roll. That's a real one right there.
Now, Sports King says a rotational player at the 10th spot, that's too risky. And then, again, everyone has a right to their own opinion. Yeah, but my idea is, again, we talk about immediate impact.
Yep.
You can make it immediate impact as a situational pass rusher on third down.
Yes.
You can make your money.
Obvious passing situations, 100%.
Hey, imagine bringing a guy in for a couple who's been foaming at the mouth to get at the quarterback that runs.
He's fresh.
A 4.39.
He's fresh. He's played 20 snaps, dude.
After that offensive tackle has been getting his ass bust.
Yes.
By Hassan Reddick or the Josh Sweats, the Brandon Grahams of the world. And then this guy comes in.
But think about a twist, this, though, right? It's like in that scenario, you could have Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat, Hassan Reddick, and Nolan Smith. What's good, Blue Mini? On the field at the same time? Are you serious? Are you serious? Who do you stop? Right? Because Brandon Graham plays 3 technique, like he whoops guards' asses like it's nothing, right? And then you come on, man. That for me is
that's a lot.
It would be.
It's that's a lot of offensive line coach trying to get your guys ready. Like, who do you – there's so many – it's a mixed bag. Again, the Wu-Tang front, this is like when you added a newest member of the Wu-Tang, but he's like 18.
And say Jordan Davis is who we think he is, right? And like gravitational pull that he has in the middle of an offense. So you on your front four have a bunch of horses that can win one-on-ones that are also spectacular athletes. I think you add Nolan Smith in. And it also, like you said, it affords us flexibility for the future. You've been harping on this, that the year in advance, smart teams like the Eagles draft the year in advance. They're ready and prepared for what's going to come in the future. You know, some of these guys' contracts, they have years in them that make it real flexible to trade them or release them. So you're always trying to think in the future, especially when you're about to hand a quarterback generation-changing money, bro. So Nolan Smith at 10, he's one of the few players I'm like, hey, I'm at 10. I don't know if I'll move up for him, but I'll sit at 10 and be a happy guy.
Okay. I mean, he's I would feel great if I could move back and get him.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think you can.
I'm just saying if you had the right situation where you could move back a couple spots and you knew the two teams were like, these are who are, you know, this is who I'm getting.
Yeah.
That would be even better because then I would got me a mid round pick. On top of getting Nolan's, then that would take the cake for me. Getting extra picks and then also getting Nolan's, that'd be beautiful. It would be beautiful. Now, you know, Bob mentions asked the question, is he the next Micah Parsons? And I started to think about what Micah Parsons brought to that defensive line, that explosiveness, and the fact that you know, this guy's running stunts and getting to the quarterback always. I think he's a way that he's a guy that gives your defense versatility, and he could be an X factor late in games when you need some juice. He could give it to you.
Well, and I mean, the thing about it is, like, Micah Parsons, just looking at the stats and, like, some of the advanced, you know, analytics, was definitely a more formidable opponent. I don't think that the comparison here is that he is the next Micah Parsons. I think that in this situation, Nolan Smith is, and again, I'll be curious what you think. He's a step down from a Micah at this point.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not going to say with that athletic profile that he can't become one of the most disruptive NFL defensive players in the game. So, you know, I think that in the end of the day, bro, it depends on what his attitude and his acumen is for wanting to be the best.
And now, in terms of Micah Parsons, I'm not, you know, I'm a kid. We're Eagle fans over here, but like, I'm not, I don't look at like, but like, you know, I'm saying people downgrade. Micah Parsons is a beast, and what he brought to that defense, that Dallas defense, he added another dimension. Because you never know where Micah Parsons is attacking from. Like, he could stand up, he could rush the A and B gaps. Like, you could bring him from wherever. So I think having that kind of, I'm not gonna say jack of all trades, but I think he's what's the wild card? You pull out the wild card. Is that, what's the game in Uno? Uno, when you pull out the wild card? Yeah. and then we're not even, again, we didn't even touch on his off the field interviews, which to me has been amazing part of the process for me to just actually, because I listen to a lot of players' interviews. I look at listen to all the small things, and when a player gives a great interview, and it's not just one. I'm going back interviews. Any interview I can find, I will find, and just the self awareness. He handled a Jalen Carter question better than some presidential candidates hand a question. On a touchy situation, like, this guy is a leader, and is also Kirby Smart's one of his favorite players.
I want to also give you your flowers here, bro, because I want people to understand, like, Gale really grinds this, man. Like, Gale spends, like, we were talking about him spending 10-hour days, and I laughed because I'm like, but a 6-month old, I can't do that. But Gale really digs in deep, man, listening to interviews, going to driving to the Senior Bowl. Like, you come in here and you getting real insight into these players, not just what they do on the field, not just that stats and analysis, but like deep insight into who they are and like as people. And so, man, I always appreciate you, Gale, because you bring another layer to this.
Right back at you, man. Mal has been doing it forever.
I've been grinding,
bro. You've been killing, man. Like,
we've been at this
first time I ever read a Mal Davis article. This is like I think it was like a Bleeding Green.
Yeah, so it was in the comment in the fan
side. And I was like, who is this?
A good time over the years, bro.
Game recognized game.
AOP, yeah, Blue Yeti. He put me on. I got the Black Yeti. He got the Blue Yeti. You already know.
Now Trey says, hope we stick with Barnett.
Hey, he's not even somebody we talk about, right? That, like, Barnett is like, that's icing on the. Do you want to talk about the wild card? If he comes in and does anything other than offsides and penalties, like, bro, any positive contributions we get out of Barnett this year, wow, would be incredible.
Shout out to Tyson, like, adding Shaheen. That's what I was thinking. I was like,
it's a deep one.
I was like, I don't know who's gonna pick up on this one. Oh, man. So I mean, this was, I think, for me, this was a good work through. In terms of you know,
a lot of people there, man.
Knowing that the quarterback's gonna go all before. The only guy you're hoping and praying, Jalen Carter, falls close enough that you can move up. You talk about Atlanta at number 8. You think that Atlanta would let Jalen Carter leave Atlanta?
Well, so I cruised the Falcons subreddit just out of curiosity, and they actually talk quite frequently about the fact that the Atlanta Falcons don't draft a lot of Georgia Bulldogs. And so it's not a foregone conclusion that Atlanta takes him because he's a Georgia dog. Like, there's actually a whole thing with them about the fact that the Falcons don't actually draft their own in-state players because they were pissed off about Justin Fields. So anything is possible. Again, having watched the draft so many years, going back decades now, so much goofy stuff happens on draft day, right? That, like, none of us thought that we would walk away with Jordan Davis and A.J. Brown, right? Like, there was no way to know these things. And so I'm just excited about what the possibilities and potential is. I think that just through the course of this conversation, it became relatively clear that trading back is probably the best case scenario, just because there isn't a lot of talent that makes sense at 10. But, you know, Nolan Smith for me, Tyree Wilson for me, Jalen Carter for me, are folks that I think could come in, make contributions like early, but also be a part of like the long-term forecast for this defense. And man, be excited for them boys.
Ryan says I live 20 minutes from his school. He was well known through the area. Kind of hurts him. Shout out to Ray says, I'm in Cali on spring break with family and my son.
Appreciate you tuning in, brother.
Yeah, man. So it's not a, hey, draft's not for everyone. Draft talk's not for everyone.
Facts.
I mean, if you want some.
Yo, shouts out to my wife. Shouts out to your partner, too. Because, like, to that point, the draft ain't for everybody. But people that love and are with people that are, like, committed to the draft and are just lose their partners and husbands for a month or two on end with 10-hour days of crunching tape. Shouts out to them, man. Because, like, without that support, yo, without the snacks and y'all bringing us the drinks and, like, tapping in and saying, hey, it's 3 in the morning, go to sleep. Like, we appreciate y'all, man, for real.
Shout out to you, Pete. Great people as well, man. Hey, I
appreciate you. Yes, sir.
I met Pete and his significant other out in Arizona. Nice. We had dinner. Good time, nice. Man.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now the Eagles we've been talking about defensive line. Mm-hmm. The Eagles did bring in Catavius Street
competition
from the Saints. What did he tally? 3.5 sacks last year for the Saints.
Man, listen, I'm looking right now, but I ain't going with
three and a half sacks. I mean, again, he's just a depth piece for now.
Yeah.
Not mad.
And you know, again, it's competition, man. I'm so excited for competition. Like, that's the thing for me that always pushes people to become better, right? It's like when you have significant competition, especially at these, again, positions of multitude where you have more, it's not just quarterback, right? You want a backup quarterback to push. But you have one quarterback, that's your guy. These other spots, you need multiple people to be able to push the guys behind them. So yeah, excited, man. And you know, Street 6'2", almost 290, but ran a 4.87. You know, got a little wiggle to him. So again, like you said, depth signing. Let's see what he got.
Now I saw another post from who was it? Aditami Abarie, bro. That's if you want to look at some.
You've been talking him up, so yeah, talk to him, man. Put the people on, because I don't know, people guys deep into him. I've seen some folks talking about him in the chat section here, and so yeah, man, talk to him.
It's Aditamiwa Adibare, but again, check him out. He another guy from Northwestern. When you know people are looking at prospects, like who's come from North, go check him out. I just think as an edge guy, you can move him in. He's got the versatility.
Yeah,
you look at
destroyed the combine.
So. He's kind of toolsy in the fact that I'm not going to say his hands are better than Kalijah Kancey. I mean, but he's got some long arms, and then he has this move where he stands up the offensive line, and then he just speeds by them with the 4.4.
Yeah, so let's talk about it, though. 6'2", 282, 10.5-inch hand size absolutely makes a difference. 33 7/8 inch arms, long arms for a player on the edge. And also, like you said, could kick inside. You know, when we talk about that combine, so we talked about Nolan, but this man ran at 282, a 4.49 with a 37.5 inch vert, 10.5 inch broad jump, but also put up 27 on the bench press, right? So the 225, I like that for him too. It doesn't, he's not just a flashy athlete, but he also has some power to his game as well. You actually put me on him like a week ago. I've been slacking. I watched a game or two of his. I hadn't gotten as deep into it. I was going to make my second cut through. So he's at the top of my list to make that second cut.
I saw somebody brought his name up in the chat. Definitely, Jay brought him up. Shout out to Jay, man. He's killing it.
Yes, sir.
Adebayo will be a steal, too. You can even keep – exactly. That's the thing. Especially on that little the little NASCAR package you want to run with him.
Because we need that person that can replace Brandon Graham too, right? And so I think that this is – I'm so curious to see who we end up with in this draft, because we've looked at so many prospects, talked about so many people, but I feel like you can identify certain players that are ego players, right? And I think the dude you're talking about now from Northwestern – for me, Devon Witherspoon, Osiris, like Osiris is.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain dudes, Nolan Smith, that I'm like these are eagle play. Like they embody what the city believes in. They are hard workers. You know, everything that people say about them is like first one in, last one out type guys. And so I'm just excited to see who we walk away with. This team is reloading now, rebuilding. So let's get after it.
Now talk about hard workers. Now Philly Sports Trips out here doing a ton of hard work. If you're, yes, if you're trying to do a trip, whether it's, you know, next season for football, if you're trying to make a trip for baseball, soccer, they're doing the damn thing with the union.
About to get on the NASCAR.
Yeah, so if you're looking to book a trip, shout out to Philly Sports Trips at phillysportstrips.com. Make sure to follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. And go Birds, man. Shout out to Vince, them, man.
Shout out Vince. Tap in with them.
Very good dude. Now, talking about tapping in, did you want to close it out with the mic?
Load it up, man. Don't ask me questions. Ask me questions you know the answer to.
Just saying.
Load it up. It ain't – yesterday we had to get all the last time. It was like 9 o'clock, bro. I was the general husband that day. Come on. It's before 8. I'm good right now.
We tried to get a mock draft in – yeah, the people over at Paramount are going to kick me out. They're like, hey, man, you need to go home. Is what it is, man. So sometimes the cleaning lady will walk by and she's like,
yeah, you already know too.
Could you get out of here?
Yeah, they're tired of you.
For you draft nerds sticking around, again, we want you to be part of the discussion. You could sway the picks.
Yes,
you could put us on game.
The pick, man. Yeah, yeah.
Put us on game. So I'm going to bring up a shout out to PFF. So far, their mock draft has been.
It's just easier.
Simple. Easier setup.
Yeah,
we're going to bring this up now. Let me get this going. Talk amongst yourselves. Enter in the draft. Let's see. I'm share my thing. Now, some people are like, "I'm done with mocks."
Never done. Not done to the bitter end, bro.
No, I mean, I be doing mocks at like 1 a.m.
Yeah,
before I go to bed.
Yo, you know what I do is like I grind a bunch of tape and then I usually end it with a mock. It's like I'll do like the first two rounds, whatever. Just do all the teams, but I'm gonna end it with a mock, bro.
Okay, I think we should start giving some prizes for the guys that stick around.
Shout out
to Darren G and Chad. He says, let's do it. Shout out to Tim. He said, mock Mal.
You already know how I'm giving it up, man.
Shout out to Mark in the chat. Shout out to Ryan, who's still in the chat. Interesting.
Yeah, so it's the chat was jumping today, man. A lot of good conversation in there. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm always impressed, man. Mock drafts suck. Bob, yo, Bob, go to sleep, Bob. Or wake up, something. Whatever time it is, go.
Bob's over in Australia.
Yeah. It's probably nighttime, Bob, or morning, man. Go do something. Man. Okay, get some coffee, Bob.
Okay, let's rock it out.
But I'll watch.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let me see. For you guys listening out there, the first pick, Richardson, interesting. So Bryce Young off the board to the first, CJ Stroud to the Texans, Anderson to the Cardinals, Will Levis goes to the Colts, Tyree Wilson, a guy that we've talked about,
to Seattle. That
he goes to Seattle too much at number five, Christian Gonzalez. Again, a guy that said might go early goes to the Lions at number six. Number seven, the Raiders, who's, you know, we just saw that little tweet out there. That could be smoked by, you know, Raiders, that he's off their board. But in this draft, the Raiders draft Jalen Carter at seven, who was our potential move-up guy. Anthony Richardson gets to sit.
And so with this one, I don't see it either, right? So, like, these last two picks are both that I'm like, I don't know, because Atlanta seems locked in to Ritter, at least for this season.
Yeah.
So now we got a little interesting scenario happening right here where maybe some sliding around happens in real life. And also, Bob, you know it's all love, man. It's all jokes, bro.
So right now we got Anthony Richardson to the Falcons, Devin Witherspoon. To the Bears,
makes too much sense.
So we have Quentin Johnson, TCU wide receiver, JSN from wide receiver from Ohio State, Skoronski, tackle from Northwestern.
All right, hold on. So what are we doing? Is this a stay at 10? We draft. We moving back. What are we doing? We listening to the chat. Chat going to tell us what we doing.
What is chat saying right now?
So they're saying everybody always says trade back. You know we trade back, gang, man. We frugal gang, bro.
So we're gonna trade back. Right now, the Commanders at number 16, they're willing to trade.
Yeah. See, who else is there? Who else is that? If it depends on who else, just to drop down. Yeah.
Let's see. How do you get to the next? It's the Raiders at 38. So, we're going to take number 16.
Still everything.
We're giving them number 10. We're going to try 47.
Get 97. All right, nah. Take 97 off. Go 118.
It's got 40.
It's not gonna go through.
If it does?
It's not gonna go through.
It might.
Don't waste it. All right, go ahead.
So you can't offer a trade after it goes back?
Yeah, you only get five opportunities.
All right, let's see if they go for it.
You're just trying to
be greedy.
Accepted.
Right, so bro, we got okay. the 47th Let pick shut up. And then not number 97th pick. And we have pick number 16. So we're going to resume the draft.
They take.
So in that span, again, we talked about
Van Ness
going at 10. Paris Johnson, the Titans get their tackle at 11. Joey Porter Jr. goes to the Texans at 12. Quentin Johnson goes to the Jets, number 13. Peter Skoronski, we just talked about the Patriots wanting the, you know, maybe Skoronski goes to the Pats. So they get their tackle. That's a good idea. So the Eagles are on the clock, and we got our mid round picks, and then you know where we're going.
Darren G says Smith or Bijan.
So we have Kancey on the board. Branch, Dalton Kincaid, Deontay Banks, Brian Brisset, Nolan Smith, Miles Murphy, Zay Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Bijan still?
Yeah, Bijan gonna be there.
So
he's not gonna be there much longer. Now, all right, everybody's saying Smith, bro. It's the we Smith gang on this side already.
Okay, so we are picking at number 16 after a move back at a trade from Washington and drafting Nolan Smith, pass rusher out of Georgia.
All right, well, Rackshack, man, I'm sorry, you was overruled, my brother, but we see you.
So let's see, Eagles we're on the clock at 30.
What y'all talking about for 30? What y'all want to do? We got Nolan Smith. Everybody, calm down. We got Nolan Smith. We good. Where we going at 30? That's the question.
So on the board, Will McDonald, Josh Downs, DeJuan Jones.
I'm warming up to Josh Downs at 30. I ain't gonna hold you. I bet you Jalen Hyatt is still on here too.
Mozzie Smith, BJ Ojulari, Emmanuel Forbes from Mississippi State.
Simon's still sitting here too. I would not be mad at at 30.
I think
you just got real busy on the O line, D line. I'm with it. You don't got to convince me.
I'm kind of Osiris Torrance.
Saying, Mayer is not an option. Mayer got drafted already. He went to the Saints to pick right before us.
Who are they saying?
So we have a trade down from Bob. Sports King says Kancy, best available. Is Mayer an option? He is not. I'll be curious to see what the trade down options are.
Okay. We're at 30. We offered 34.
Got 34 there. Yep. What else?
Oh, man. 34, 37, 38. And 57.
I like 34 just because.
All right.
They have a good amount of picks in that middle ground.
Okay, we're gonna trade 30. Yep. We're gonna get maybe 60. Nope.
Nah, boy, you know that wasn't going through. I got a chance though.
96. Nope.
Ooh, 18%. That felt
all right. Cool.
I like it. Hey, Mark, definitely. Shout out to Ev Prom Tank, man.
Yeah. So we're asking for the 34th pick, 96th, and 168. They said no.
Rejected. Throwing that 248, see what they talk about.
I'll take that. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Trade accepted. We got 34, 96, 180, resuming back the draft. It's Osiris. Oh, see?
I mean, you knew he was gone.
Bro. I almost wanted that pick, though.
They traded up to get Osiris. Right. He traded with us to go get Osiris.
Yo, I almost. Yo, is Darnell Washington on the board?
Possibly.
He's still on the board. Interesting. Which one to go? We already got an edge in. We got Josh Downs, DeJuan Jones.
Mozzie Smith is another interesting one. You have Diane Henley, who folks are in love with. I mean, good in coverage, but that run support.
Steve Avila. It's too early.
I'd love to get Osiris right there, man.
Yeah. I'm kind of bummed we didn't take him.
Darnell, it's Darnell Washington. The people have spoken. Let's go.
Darnell Washington? Yeah, really?
This joint is banging with Darnell. This all Darnell
really? Right, okay. I mean, we did move back. We could still get some value here.
Julius Brents. Hurts, man. Ryan, Julius Brents. I don't know.
Damn.
I've been hearing the name a lot.
You want to go with you, Darnell? Is that all right? The chat isn't. That's the chat. The chat is saying Darnell Washington.
It's Darnell. We took him over a lot of people, though. I would go Deion Henley right here. I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
At this point in the draft, I wouldn't be mad. At 47, I think that he makes sense.
Any running backs?
Go look. I don't know. I didn't see the usual suspects.
Charbonnet is still on the board.
Yeah, Charbonnet.
Our next pick is
62.
You want to see if he's still on the board? Pick someone else. See if he's on the board next.
You got McBride there too, who you know, physical enough.
Who you want to pick?
I would probably go Henley right here.
This one's for Todd. And then if my guy Charbonnet's here.
Well, yeah, it's a no-brainer right there.
There we go.
Perfect.
We could have got Sidney Brown, too.
I'm good. Go Charbonnet.
Zach Charbonnet, there's your running back, y'all. Sidney Brown. Sidney Brown just.
Tim, Cedric, you already know. Cedric. Talk about it.
On the board is Garrett Williams,
help on that cornerback position. Yeah, TVT. I don't like, you know, that's my man. That's a tough son of a gun.
Darius Rush is still there.
I'm not big on Darius Rush, man. Big dude, like he can maybe develop into something, right? But we watch him on tape; he was getting cooked.
So you want to go? You want to go, Garrett Williams?
You like him better than TVT?
You tell me.
You tell me.
Isn't Williams injured?
Yeah, he tore his ACL.
Hey, are we? We're gonna pull the Sidney Jones card.
Sidney Jones, like that's my thing.
That's what the Eagles have been doing, taking injured, injured players.
I mean, Garrett has all the like physical attributes technically you look for in a corner. Not as physical. I like TVT just because he might be undersized. He's a bulldog, dude.
We'll go
bulldog.
TBT.
And I feel like he'll be the ultimate special teamer. You can take Garrett too.
Why not? Back to back corners.
That's what you said, right? That we was doing. Unless Darius Rush, you feel is a better pick.
Ooh, Jaden Reed. I'm with that right there. In the third round.
We got back to back, so yeah.
Well, fuck it. Jaden Reed. There's your developmental wide receiver who can play some special teams. We are pick number 97. Oh, back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
Garrett Williams now?
Nah,
offensive lineman.
I'm not a big Garrett Williams dude, bro. Like I think we address cornerback with TVT. He's undersized, but he's a damn.
We need a
yo, go to safety, man. Go get my man JL Skinner. See if he's there. If he's still there, take him.
JL Skinner.
Pull the trigger.
Okay.
Pull the trigger. Folks, go watch JL Skinner tape, man.
My boy, state safety, JL Skinner.
It's my guy.
We did a lot of moving and shaking.
Yeah, we got some stuff, yo.
We're into round 5, into round 6, pick number 180 on the clock here.
I like Chandler Zavala as just a developmental prospect. Yeah, guard. Mm-hmm. Eric Gray is a baller too, man. Had a heck of a season. Scruggs might be able to move.
Ooh, yeah. Have you watched Antonio Mafi?
Mafi a little bit. Because we grinding whatchamacallit's tape, so we saw.
Got a mean streak in him, boy.
That's what I need. Developmental.
Let's go, Mafi.
Like I told you, man, I just need angry football players. I need them pissed off as soon as they show up.
If you're milling around, Mafi will find you. We're in round 7, pick 219. Let's see. You're trying for a quarterback.
That Lonnie Phelps pick is an interesting one as a developmental pass rusher. Yeah, you know. Will Mallory, interesting tight end pick. Trevor Reed, potentially as a developmental tackle, right? They you know, I think Jaren Hall is an interesting pick.
Got some athleticism.
Mm-hmm, got some traits.
But, he was missing people wide open. And
yeah, yes. Very much so.
At the combine.
Very much so.
you want to go with?
I wouldn't mind Stetson Bennett right here.
All right, Stetson Bennett. We bring another Bulldog.
You know how I enjoy bringing round. Them folks into the get a good guy in the QB room.
You got to lay off the sauce. Pick 248. It's our last pick in the draft, I believe.
Yes, it is.
And it's usually Muhammad.
TJ Bass is kind of light in the pants, but interesting developmental tackle once again.
We'll try it.
Yeah, why not?
TJ Bass from Oregon. And our draft is complete. Thank you for staying with us for all you crazies out there.
Appreciate y'all.
So they gave us a B+ on the trade down, B- for
for Darnell Washington.
F for Darnell Washington. First time I've seen that. Traded down, got Dion Henley at Washington State, Zach Charbonnet, B- TBT from TZCU, the cornerback, B+. Jaden Reed in round 3. They gave him a B-. JL Skinner is a B-. Antonio Mafi from UCLA guard, B B+. Stetson Bennett, QB from Georgia, A+. TJ Bass from Oregon, C+. Overall grade, B+. But again, I actually talked to my boy. You remember Braxton? He used to write with Fort and John. He works for PFF now. Mm-hmm. He was watching our last mock draft, and he said, if you would have switched Sidney Brown with Charbonnet, you would have got a better grade because we got a D+ on that.
Yeah,
that pick. So we picked Charbonnet later. We got a B-.
Better grade. Yep. Yeah, they hated Darnell Washington.
Well, he also said they hate running backs at PFF.
Yeah, yes, clearly. Anytime you take a running back, you're going to get a low grade, bro.
Shout out to Jay. Said, good shit, mofos. Bob says, why did you get a QB when you got Ian Book? Because Ian Book is not Bible right now. It's not Bible with Ian Book right now. P says, why Henley? That was for Todd.
For Todd and Henley, I mean, is a good coverage linebacker. Like he, you know, he's continuing to develop at the position. I have questions around how he'll hold up against the NFL run game. But when you're talking about like this draft for me, when you look at it, we drafted a bunch of high level athletes that also are able to like play their positions well, right? And so I think that's important. Darnell Washington is an anomaly at tight end. Right, Nolan Smith at defensive end, Deion to a certain extent at linebacker, Charbonnet. You don't see a lot of guys his size with his hands. So, you know, I like what we did here.
Pete says, Mark says, follow the SEC script.
Listen,
Pete gave it a B.
We got a B+ out of
it. Let's see. Shout out to East Coast Gridiron, still in here. He gives it a solid grade.
Yes, sir.
He said, Zach Charbonnet, that is his guy.
THT. Yo, he said that Jaden Reed might be the best route runner. I'm putting Marvin Mims on the table. Marvin Mims Jr., baby. His routes are very, very yo, Todd, you wildin'. That's why.
What did he say?
Yo, really? Really? He said Deion Henley's father is Big U. If that's true, that's wild.
Really?
That means he's untouchable.
Yo, East Coast Gridiron says Jay Reed may be the best route runner in the class.
Ooh. I'm putting Marvin Mims up there, man.
And ECG was at the Senior Bowl as well doing their scouting, so they saw that.
Yeah, it was out there, bro.
What else do you have in there?
Listen, he putting out, you know, great videos, man, constantly. you know? Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man, that was fun, man. I had a good time. Sports King says the good thing, we get to do it again.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah, man, I thought today was a good
big you.
I think through the process day for me. This podcast was actually, we had this conversation. Me and Mal had this conversation.
Yeah.
Like, a couple days ago. This has been days worth of conversation in this mock. And again,
it's
like, if you...
And it's so hard to nail somebody down that, man.
Pete's saying, Jaden is giving me Jalen vibes. go check him out, man. He was... If you go check out a senior role, he was killing everyone down there. No one could...
Yeah, Peyton Thorne was not doing him any favors. None whatsoever.
Yeah, so... let's see. Before we get out of here, big shout out to Hollis Thomas out here. Yes. And shout out to Prime, who's hopefully he's bowling a good game. And shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn doing their damn thing. Anyone that you want to shout
Hollywood. Out? Hey, man, shout out. Like I said, shout outs to, you know, our partner. Shout outs to the fans in the chat as always. This is always such a great opportunity to come on and talk football with people that are super passionate. So, shouts out to y'all, man. Shouts out to you, Gail, for facilitating well and always keeping this thing moving forward. So last word is, you know, go Birds, fly Eagles, fly, and looking forward to the draft.
Before we get out, a big shout out to Conchi Italian Bakery. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary, doing great things for the community, making great food, being great people as always. But shout out to those guys for their support. Shout out to Bud Light, man. Bud Light always holding us down at all the tailgates year round. They've always been a big supporter of what we do.
Absolutely.
But shout out to you guys in the chat again, following up. Thank you guys for sticking around. Thank you for the football conversation. It's always good to just even you can't roll up and have random draft conversations in the street. Not always. Yeah. Like, you might want to just talk about Nolan Smith and his leadership qualities, or Osiris from Florida.
His manhandling qualities.
I mean, you can't. Where can you have these conversations? So
right here.
Thank you guys for sticking around, man. I appreciate you guys. East Coast Gridiron. Hey, if you're on YouTube, check out his show. I'm gonna put on East Coast Gridiron show.
Yes, sir.
On my drive back, you know, I'm gonna have to listen to something.
Yo, drive safely, my boy. Hey, all I know is East Coast Gridiron. Don't slander my man again. Leave that ego slander away, and then we got you. when you come talking about our people, then you know what I mean. Now we gotta come get you, my boy. But nah, all jokes aside, man, they make great content for sure. Y'all boys lock in with Gridiron too.
Darren G says the next mock draft we need to do based on Evans going over the medicals.
Yes, sir.
I can hear that. Night to you, Bob from Down Under. Hey,
Bob, appreciate you, man. Have a good day, my brother.
Man, I'll check you out later, man. Thanks.
Drive safe, my boy.
Thanks for doing the Lord's work. Yes, sir. For you Eagle fans, we will see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Peace. That was a good one, bro.